We shall be learning Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemoi. We shall be learning Siman Lamed today. I hope to complete the whole Siman. I don't know if that's, maybe I'm pushing it a bit, but I'd like to aim for that. Reb Moshe Feinstein was asked a fascinating shaila, and I'd like to address this shaila. Reb Moshe Feinstein was asked an interesting shaila. We know the shaila was asked in the 1940s. It was the 1930s. A question that Moshe Feinstein was asked in the 1930s. He was very young in those days, but he was active post-cigarette in his younger years. And Moshe Feinstein was approached by Yid, who was an employee. To be an employee, do you know what it feels like to be an employee, everyone? And he was employed by a company that had very strict, it was a Goyish company, and they had very strict coming in times and leaving times. Very strict, very rigid about this, coming in and leaving, very strict about it. In the winter, there was a bit of a problem because it clashed. It clashed. Zman Anochas Tefillin, it was in a part of the world where Zman Anochas Tefillin in the winter was pretty late. And the earliest time to put on tefillin was actually after he had to check in and be at work. It doesn't say which job it was. I wonder what job it was. Maybe it was a teacher. Who knows? I don't know. He had to be there a certain time, and he couldn't come any later. If he were to wait for the earliest zman anochas tefillin, the earliest time to put on tefillin, he would be sacked. He can't put on tefillin that. It would clash. He can't put on tefillin and then run to work. It's going to be too late. So it was a problem because he knew that if he was going to put on tefillin at its right time, no two ways about it, he's not going to be welcome back the next day for work. He was not going to welcome back. Question was, what is he supposed to do? Is there any way to find a heter for this individual to put on tefillin before the earliest man, which is night? Can he put on tefillin by night? Yes, can he put on tefillin by night? Can you or can you not? Interesting question that Moshe Feinstein was asked. The Chabinov was asked the same question from a bit 20 years later and from a different part of the world, but the same question. Shall Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemoi be able to pass Kenat Shaila once we've reached one of the Seifim over here? Yeah. Why is that?
They have to start ridiculously early in the morning.
Right.
For a period, I don't have mincha somewhere in the bank.
They would put on tefillin during mincha.
Every day.
Very interesting. Yidden putting on tefillin by mincha because it was too early. That's very interesting. The truth is, the point that you're adding is actually very important, that my question is specifically if there's no such opportunity to put on tefillin during the day. Because certainly, Moshe points out in the tshuva, if there is time during the day to put on tefillin, then the question is not relevant because that's what you should do exactly like you, like the gentleman that you know. That's what they should definitely. But if there's no way they could fill in during the day, there's not even a 5 minute slot during the day, really hard, schwitzing, working, there's no 5 minutes bringing me. That's what the Moshe was asked. What should they do then? Let us see Simon Lamed Zman and Achoson. Zman and Achoson Babaike, the earliest time people don't fill in the morning. Meshiires Chaveiroi, when he sees his friend, Harogilimoi, that is, he knows well, Ktsas, he knows fairly well, Berichok Dalet Ames. That person that he knows fairly well, and he recognizes him, when distance on 4 Amos, V'yakirin, he'll recognize him. We know this gather from somewhere. Where did we know this from? That's right, it's the same halacha by Tzitzis. The earliest time to put on tefillin is when you see somebody 4 Amos away, you're able to recognize him. If you don't know him at all, you won't be able to recognize him. If you know him extremely well, you don't need 4 Amos. You'll recognize him less with a further distance than that. Somebody that you know a bit within 4 Amos, you'd recognize him. That's the earliest time you can put on tefillin. Sefkot na'alef in Mishnah Berurah. Zman anachosan. Roitzeloi matchila zman anachosan mishira. This is the first time. The first time you can put on tefillin is when you recognize somebody that you know fairly well. But certainly the mitzvah continues the entire day. So that's the earliest time to put on tefillin. But the throughout the whole day, you still have a mitzvah. The mitzvah remains throughout the entire day. Keter kamon simon lamed zayin, as discussed later on in simon lamed zayin. That time, the reason for that. Until that time, which is still night, Chashilon, we are worried. Shema Yishim Bahem, we're worried maybe he's going to sleep. He's going to fall asleep again. Ovichla Lailo Huleinyan Tfilin. It's still considered Zman Tfilin. Sefkotten Basin Mishnebura Imo Iktsast Ilu Harbe. If it's somebody you know very well, Yakiran, you'll recognize him. Afilu even Merochik from distance. If you know somebody really well, even from far distance, you'll just chap who it is. But if it's somebody you don't know at all, you need to get even closer than 4 amas. For safe base, we need to understand a bit of an introduction, which is the following. The Gemara, we need to understand this Gemara. The Gemara discusses as to whether tefillin is only, you can only fulfill the mitzvah tefillin by day or also by night. Laila, zman tefillin, or Laila, lav zman tefillin. A machloek is in the Gemara. Is the night time, is that a time you can actually fulfill the mitzvah tefillin or not? And surprisingly enough, the Gemara paskens that Laila is Zman Tefillin. The Gemara paskens that night actually is Zman Tefillin. Madereisa, the time of tefillin is not only by day, but it's also by night. Laila, the Gemara paskens, Zman Tefillin. Now, pardon? Indeed, Madereisa. However, Chachomim were concerned, and they said that Madarabonon, we are not going to continue the mitzvah by night. Madarabonon, they restricted it. And the Chachomim said that by night there's a gzera of Shema Yishon, maybe a person is going to fall asleep. And when he sleeps, Shema Yafiach, he may release gases, and therefore, that would be an Issa whilst wearing tefillin. And therefore, the Gemara paskens that although Laila Zman tefillin medereisa, although, yes, onachinami, Zman tefillin is by night as well, but medrabonon, because of Shema Yishon, maybe he may fall asleep, Chachomim restricted, and the mitzvah can only be fulfilled by day, but not by night. Why not by night? Because of Shema Yishon, maybe you fall asleep. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Beis, also, leoniach tefillin balaylo. Medrabonon, we are not allowed to put on tefillin by night. Why is that? Shema, maybe yishkochem, you will forget them. Ve'yishon b'hem, and you're going to fall asleep. You're going to sleep with the tefillin. Sleeping with tefillin is certainly also. We are concerned. Once it gets dark outside, we'll get a little bit sleepy. I don't know about you, but as soon as it gets a bit dark, we get a bit sleepy. Yeah. Correct. Absolutely. Because tefillin has got far greater kedusha. Yes. In the morning, yeah. Well, right. Pardon? It's an interesting svara what you're saying. I suppose Chachamim wouldn't be able to be concerned. You are making up a new gzera which Chachamim didn't make. The reason why Chachamim didn't make such a gzera, undoubtedly, is because in Kent you will be mevatel mitzvah tefillin at all times. So Chachamim wouldn't make such a gzera. But you're right. The person certainly has to be very, very careful. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. If a person put on tefillin before Shkiyas HaChamo, V'choshcho Olav, and he kept on the tefillin. So before, he put on the tefillin by day, and he kept wearing them the entire afternoon until Shkiyas HaChamo. Afilu Heim Olav Kalalailo, and he kept on the tefillin. They were put on by day, and he kept them on him, even if he keeps wearing them the entire night. Kalalailo, Mutter, it's permitted. V'ein Moir again, but we don't paskin like that publicly. Yes, it's permitted. If you're wearing the tefillin before Shkiyas HaChamo and you keep wearing them afterwards, it's permitted for Ein Moirin Kain. We don't paskin like that. We don't paskin like that publicly. Im loy cholat za tefillin meshtishak shikah chamo mipnei shelo yahalo mokem leshamron. If you did not take off the tefillin because you simply didn't have anywhere to put it, you were in some dangerous place. You were in a place that you physically, you didn't have anywhere to put the tefillin. The safest place to keep the tefillin was on you. Then, benimtzolov kedeli shamon, you keep on the tefillin just because for the tefillin's sake, not for your sake, for the tefillin's security's sake. Then muta that permitted to keep them on even by night. Umoyrin kenin that you're allowed to do publicly as well. Now let's see what Mishnah Berurah says of Yitzchak Cotton Gimel. By night, ובין השמושויס, with regards to שקיעס, בין השמושס, מדיברי המוגן, עבור משמע דמות אליך, תחיל להניח. With regards to שקיעס, החמוד, there is more leniency even, there is more opinions to rely on. I will pray, God is stopping, but God is machmir as well. אם לא שקיעים, אם לא שקיעים, עדיין מצוס תפילים, ואוי סויום, unless if you completely failed to put on tefillin the entire day, yes, then you should put on tefillin during Shkias Hachama, but if somebody doesn't put on tefillin the entire day, he should put on the tefillin during Ben Hashmoshes. Yeah. It sounds like you could make a bracha. Yeah. We are concerned if a person sleeps. We are concerned Shema Yafiach Bishnosoi, he may be Mefiach during whilst he's sleeping. Aval Madureise, however, Madureise, Mutalanichan Balal, as we mentioned earlier, Madureise, from a Torah perspective, you're allowed to put on tefillin by night. The Kaimelon, because we pass in Lailo's man tefillin. Lailo is the night is, you can fulfill Madureise, the mitzvah tefillin. Okay. What does Ein Moirin Kein mean exactly? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Ches, Ein Moirin Kein, Halocha Lemaitse Leacherim. Yes, if you did put on tefillin by day, you are allowed to keep them on by night, but don't paskin like that publicly. Ein Moirin Kein, don't announce that publicly. Halocha Lemaitse Leacherim, don't paskin like that. Shema, why is that? Either it's right or it's wrong, so why don't you? Shema, Yovoyu Leanichon Lechatchil, because maybe people are going to get a misunderstanding and they'll confuse it, misconception, and they're going to start putting on tefillin by night, which of course is wrong. So therefore, don't paskan publicly that tefillin which were worn before Shkias Hacham, you can keep wearing them afterwards. Val kein, therefore, lo yase kein elo beinu levein atzmoi, you can do so. If you need to do so, do it privately, avaloi berami, but not publicly. Do gamkin kero, because if you do it publicly, it's as if you're passing it to others. Don't do that. Val kein, therefore, en leis palibam tfilas arvis betanis tzibu berabim. If there is, like on Shavasa betamos, he needs to put on tefillin, and they put on tefillin, and they have tefillin for mincha, you're not, you can't, and after this mincha ma'arif, you're not allowed to keep on a tefillin during Ma'arif, or if the same would apply to Tisha B'Av as well. If you have the tefillin during Mincha, don't keep, you have to take them off. Pardon? Yeah, well, if it would be after Shkias Hachama. You have to take them off, you mustn't wear them after Shkias Hachama, because that's as if you'd pass in public, you do it publicly, which you wouldn't be allowed to do, yeah. Say that again. If some right, very good. That's going to lead us to Sif Gimel. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel, and that's going to lead us to Shaila that we mentioned earlier. What about a person who is unable to fulfill mitzvas tefillin because of his work hours in the winter? The earliest time to put on tefillin is when he has to be at work. What's the halacha then? Let us see what Sif Gimel is going to lead us to this shaila. Okay, a yid needs to travel. He's got business, or whatever the reason may be, he needs to travel. He needs to travel on the way, early in the morning. Menicham, he's allowed to put on tefillin early in the morning, and ashkama means really early, so that's before Amud HaShachar, before the time he can fulfill the mitzvah, and he can put them on, and when the time is right, he should touch the tefillin, and he could make a bracha. Because in this particular case, that he slept, and he's woken up really early, there is no concern, Shema Yishan Bohem. There is no concern, he's going to fall asleep over his tefillin. Kevan, since Shehishkim, he's woken up already. V'yatzaladech, and he's traveling. Just recap what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here. Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, somebody needs to travel, wake up really early. He has a business trip out of town. He's waking up really early while it's still dark outside. He's getting up really early. He can, says the Shulchan Aruch, he can put on tefillin before Zman Anochas tefillin. Before Allah, he can put on the tefillin. And he then travels whilst wearing the tefillin. When the Zman comes in, when it's the right Zman, he's going to touch the tefillin, make a bracha, and that's how he's fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillin. Why is that? Why is he allowed to put on tefillin by night? Why is he allowed to put on tefillin by night? So, didn't we say that Laila is the zman that you can't fulfill mitzvahs tefillin mit the rabbanon because of Shema Yishan Bohem. So the Shulchan Aruch explains that there's no concern of Shema Yishan. There's no concern he's going to fall asleep because he has slept and he's waking up now. He's waking up to travel. He's traveling now. He's no concern. He's going to fall asleep. Okay. Rabbi said, what do you think about the Shulchan Aruch? Lots to think about. Yeah. Pardon? The Lashon Shulchan Aruch is, there's no concern of Shema Yishan, Kimon Shehishkim V'yotzal Aderech. Shehishkim V'yotzal Aderech. If the problem is V'yotzal Aderech, no, certainly the main emphasis is the Hishkim. That's certainly needed. He got up already. So it's less likely a person is going to fall asleep as soon as once he's woken up. That's right, because he's just woken up. Yotzal Aderech is an additional factor as well. But let us see what Mishnah Berurah says over here. Menicham, Sivkot Nyud Beis, Koidim Yatziyoso. He's allowed to put on tefillin before he left. V'yochal Lechav and Shalov Shalom Shem Mitzvah. Although it's not really Zman Anochas Tefillin yet, it's by night, it's pitch dark outside, yes, he can have in his mind the Kavanah fulfilling the mitzvah. The Kim and the Kamelon, since we passed, Laila Zman Tefillin, whom they raised in Zman Tefillin, V'afilo Yulamokim, L'Shamu, and Gamkem, even if you could put somewhere the Tefillin, somewhere safe, he can still put on Tefillin. Kim the Lekal Amecha, Shem, Yisham, Bahem, Kedele Kamei. He was not concerned he's going to fall asleep. Why? That's if God knew she is Gia Zman, and after two Chazal Akim Anoch Belaila, Pemokim, the Lekal Amecha, Shem, Afilo, and Brocha, Loyrotsu, Lesaken, Loyma, Vetzivon, Koydim Azman. He's not allowed to make the bracha. The bracha, we wait until he can make the bracha a little bit later when it's light. But he can fulfill the mitzvah whilst it's still dark outside. So the bracha, he should wait a bit, and that's when he should kiss and make the bracha then. Mikol Mokoim, nevertheless, in Kidem, if he did make the bracha earlier, Belailoch, Shenichom, Einzach, Levorich, Shenis, Baboike. If you made the bracha earlier, that's fine, but the Eved is Yotze. And Sivkot Nyud Dalet, V'yotzal Aderech, V'davkik Shoylech Beraglof. This is only if he's walking, or he's riding. Havol Yoshev Be'agolah, but if he's on a comfortable horse wagon, also on Yach, he's not allowed to put on tefillin, Shema Yishan, maybe he's going to fall asleep. I'm a Viralochem. Okay. Mishnah Berurah covers a lot of points over here. Mishnah Berurah first of all says that this point about touching the tefillin is only with regards to the bracha. Lechatchila, you should make the bracha a little bit later. But of course, if you cannot make the bracha later, you can even make the bracha early whilst it's still dark outside, if needed. Yes, you can put on tefillin when it's pitch dark, and yes, you can make a bracha when it's pitch dark as well. And you are fulfilling the mitzvah of the Rabbanon. Also, he says this halacha is only with regards to somebody who's walking or riding. If he's on a god, if you go to a horse wagon, he's going to fall asleep the second he's there. Okay. Now let us address the Moshe Feinstein Shaila. Rabbi Sai, based on this Seif, what do you think is halacha if somebody is going to work in the city and he needs to leave at 6:30 to be there on time? He hasn't got a spare minute to put on tefillin during the day. It's nacht already, in the winter it can't be nacht at. Yeah, he's still in the middle of meetings then. Yeah, it's the busy stock market. No way he can put on tefillin during work hours. No way. It's not going to happen. He's tried it. It just doesn't work. So the shaila is, can he or can he not put on tefillin when it's pitch dark outside? And if he's allowed to, what's going to be the halacha with regards to brocha? Or does he need to lose his job? In order to fulfill mitzvah say the reisa of tefillin on a permanent basis, not once off, permanent basis. Good job, stock market. Good job. So what is he going to do? Yeah.
From what we've learned, it seems that you can do that with the Eved. But the difference from doing it occasionally and doing it, as you said, on a permanent basis.
I'm talking about permanent. My shayla is a Moshe shayla, which was permanent. Permanent, the whole winter, that is.
I think probably the Gadolim would say that they should try and get a job.
Different job.
To have some time to put on tefillin after aras hashachar. Maybe arrange a coffee break or lunch break at a different time.
Okay, if he can, you're 100% right. The Moshe says it. If you can get 3 minutes in the middle just to put on tefillin, say Shema, you should do that. That guy just can't. He's just not going to happen. Right. He's in a bidyavet situation. Rabbi, what do you think? What would tell that individual? Get himself another job.
No.
You want to speak to his boss? No. Doesn't have to look for another job. He should put on tefillin by night. Pitch dark outside. Good. Okay. Says Reb Moshe Feinstein. You go good big places. Reb Moshe Feinstein says, but you're going to write. Reb Moshe Feinstein says, based on this Shulchan Aruch that we just learned now, Reb Moshe, it doesn't find it difficult at all. Reb Moshe doesn't find it difficult at all to be matir to that individual to put on tefillin by night. And he goes as follows. Listen to that beautiful shtick of Reb Moshe. He was a young man when he wrote that shuvah. Reb Moshe Feinstein says that Medereisa, it's anyways man tefillin. Medereisa is man tefillin, so there's nothing to talk about. Medereisa. Chachamim were concerned, Shema Yishan. He says, that person over here, no different than this person who's getting up early in the morning to go out of town. This person, trust me, when he's going busy to the stock market, he's definitely not going to fall asleep. So says Reb Moshe. She's like the person who's getting up to Hashkama Yotze Lederech. This person is going to the city to do it. He's working his guts out. There's no way he's going to fall asleep. If he were to fall asleep, he'll be fired anyway. So he's not going to, there's no chashash of Shema Yishon. Reb Moshe says that it's perfectly in order for him to put on tefillin that early. Chachamim were not, he said that. Chachamim didn't, that's what he says, beautiful svara. Chachamim didn't uproot the mitzvah completely. Chachamim only said that if there's a chtimt to put on tefillin by day, you should do so. But if there's no chtimt to put on tefillin by day, Chachamim never made a gzer of Shema Yishon. That's Reb Moshe's svara. There's no gzer of Shema Yishon on a person like that. And he continues and he asks, what about the brocha? What about the brocha? And then he said, that's a hard one. With regards to the bracha, can you make bracha in the night? So Reb Moshe Feinstein says, in that shuvah, he said that actually, in reality, the Be'ema says that he could make, bracha, he says, is not ideal to make the bracha, but he says he's concerned this individual may not understand that. He said that he doesn't want him to put on tefillin without the bracha. He says if he's going to end up putting tefillin without the bracha, what's going to end up happening? If you tell a person, put on tefillin, but don't make a bracha every single day, it is not going to have the same. Yeah, but he said psychologically, he said a person who put on tefillin without the bracha, it's just not going to be the same. So one day he's going to forget, one day he's not going to take it seriously, it's not going to be quite the same. So he said, although he said a Talmud Chacham, he would say not to make a bracha, but this individual, he says, since his concern is going to be lax in the fulfillment of the mitzvah, he tells him, you know what, we should say the bracha. There is room to be lenient. Well, if he can't. No, you can't. Well, is he still wearing them or not? No, you can't. You can't, yeah.
Does he have to put it on while he's on the way, or could put it on before he.
Before, even by night. By night.
This whole thing was Dafka when he's.
Yeah. Yeah, he emotion. Yeah, it's not necessarily Yotze Lederech. Not Yotze Lederech.
Even though he's
going
to take them off before he gets to the shackle, it sounds like right
here. Yes, this is true. You're right. The case of it is that he keeps on wearing the tefillin for later on as well. But this is obviously, this is not the reason why it's mutter. Because you can see from the Shmur himself that he's matir to make a bracha, etc. So it's not necessarily about, nothing intrinsically got to do with it. This is the Reb Moshe Feinstein's kula. Fascinating kula, which is based on this seif over here. I think it's very important to understand that the key concept behind it is that we pasken, that tefillin is be'etzem, by night, we pasken, Laila is Zman Tefillin. Just with Rabbanon, we're concerned of Shema Yishon. And this is how it makes sense. An interesting Shaila, which the Poskim address, what the Mishnah Berurah says, in this particular case of Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah says, it's true with regards to a person who's Hoylech Beraglov, he's walking, or he's riding. What would be the equivalent nowadays, in a car, Rabbi Sai? What with the what about a car? What about a train? What about content? What? Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, it's, yes, yeah. Sometimes there's definitely no gzeir of Shema Yishan. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Problems on the train. People fall asleep on the
Very good. That's right. So it very much depends on that. And this is very much based on the Bialocha on the side. And Bialocha says that Bialocha also discusses this, and this is certainly the concept we can really understand. It's the consensus of the poskim. If you are the driver, the poskim do mention that. The driver, there's no, the same halach will apply. However, if there's any case that there is a real svara that you may fall asleep, even by a gol, it depends if you're in the golem to the horse wagon. If you're the rider, there's no chash v'shem yishan. However, if you're sitting on the side, that, I don't know how comfortable, anybody even been on a horse wagon, you know what it's like? Yeah. Pardon? That's true as well, yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah, yes? We don't pass that name, however. Then definitely what? This has to do with it. The reason why we don't pass like Bnei Marov is precisely because of that. Because we pass in Tefillin Laila Zman Tefillin. Yeah, that's why we don't pass like Bnei Marov. Yeah. Okay. So just to recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem is Boach Shemoy. We learned that the earliest time to fill the mitzvah Tefillin is Meshayire Chaveiroi Arogilimoi Richuk Dalet Amos. We spoke. This is actually the same Zman of Tefillin of Tzitzis. We spoke about the Halacha that Medrash says Laila Zman Tefillin. We spoke, but Chachamim were concerned of Shema Yishon. Therefore, by night, Medrabbanan, we don't put on Tefillin. We spoke about the Halacha that in Moirin Kain, we don't pass like that, and we don't say it publicly. But yes, if somebody put on Tefillin before Shkiyas Hacham and it keeps them on, really, you can keep the Tefillin on. But again, Halacha ve'ein Moirin Kain. If you're wearing the tefillin for protection, you have nowhere to put them, you're in a dangerous area, you're not, nowhere else to put a tefillin, then the halacha is even moirin kain, even by, when you put on tefillin before Shkiyas Hacham and you're wearing them just for the sake of the tefillin, because you're protecting, you don't know a safeguard, you don't know where to put a tefillin, then moirin kain, you're not telling the person, keep the tefillin on if you haven't got anywhere to put them. Finally, we spoke about Seif Gimel, somebody's traveling on the journey, on, he's going out the way, traveling out of town, Be'ashkoma, by night, he's leaving, early in the morning that is, and the halach is, Shulchan Aruch says, that he should put on tefillin prior to his leaving, keep them on, and as it reaches daylight, he should then touch the tefillin, make a bracha, because then there's no chashash of Shema Yishan. We spoke in detail about Moshe, based on this Shulchan Aruch, his matir, somebody's going off to work, that he's allowed to put on tefillin, make a bracha, prior to Alois HaShachar.